Text 12. Descriptive texts and discussions. Page 90.
Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a little girl who lived in a village near the forest. Whenever she went out, the little girl wore a red riding cloak. So everyone in the village called her Little Red Riding Hood. One morning, Little Red Riding Hood asked her mother if she could go to visit her grandmother on the other side of the forest. "That's a good idea," her mother said. "But remember, go straight to Grandma's house," her mother cautioned. "Don't dawdle along the way, and please don't talk to strangers. The woods are dangerous." "Don't worry, Mommy," said Little Red Riding Hood. "I'll be careful." But when the forgetful girl noticed some enticing, colorful flowers in the woods, she forgot her promise to her mother. She picked a few, watched the butterflies flit about for a while, and was so distracted that she didn't notice a dark shadow approaching out of the forest behind her. Suddenly, a big, bad wolf appeared beside her. "What are you doing out here, little girl?" the wolf asked in a voice as friendly as he could. "I'm on my way to see my grandma, who lives through the forest near the river," Little Red Riding Hood replied. Then she realized how late she was and quickly continued on her way. The resourceful wolf, in the meantime, took a shortcut. He quickly arrived at Grandma's and knocked lightly at the door. "Oh, thank goodness, dear. Come in, come in," said Grandma, thinking that the knock was her granddaughter. Poor Granny did not have time to say another word before the wolf gobbled her up. The wolf let out a satisfied burp and then quickly dressed in Granny's nightclothes and jumped into bed under the covers. A few minutes later, Red Riding Hood knocked on the door. "Who is it?" called the wolf in a crackly voice. "It's me, Little Red Riding Hood." "Oh, how lovely. Do come in, my dear," croaked the wolf. When Little Red Riding Hood entered the little cottage, she could scarcely recognize her grandmother. "But grandmother, you look so different." "What big ears you have," said Little Red Riding Hood, entering the bedroom. "The better to hear you with, my dear," replied the wolf. "But grandmother, what big eyes you have," said Little Red Riding Hood. "The better to see you with, my dear," replied the wolf. "But grandmother, what big eyes you have," said Little Red Riding Hood. "The better to see you with, my dear," replied the wolf. "But grandmother, what big teeth you have," said Little Red Riding Hood, her voice quivering with fear a little. "The better to eat you with, my dear," roared the wolf, and he leapt out of the bed and began to chase the little girl. Red Riding quickly ran out of the room and through the door, shouting, "Help, wolf!" as loudly as she could. Luckily, a woodsman who was chopping logs nearby heard her cry and ran towards the cottage as fast as he could. He grabbed the wolf and made him spit out the poor grandmother, who was a bit frazzled by the whole experience, but still in one piece. "Oh, Grandma, I was so scared," sobbed Little Red Riding Hood. "But I've learned my lesson. I'll never speak to strangers or dawdle in the forest again." The brave woodsman knocked out the wolf and carried him deep into the forest where he wouldn't harm any other people anymore. Wolf found murdered. Police suspect Red Riding Hood. Police are investigating the apparent murder of the big bad wolf. Early this morning, a young boy named Frankie was walking next to the river near Grandma's house when he saw a strange shape floating in the water. He immediately ran back to the village and reported the finding to the local police department. Frankie accompanied two police officers to the site, where they found the dead body of the big bad wolf face down in the water. After later investigation, the police discovered that the wolf was shot 3 times, was skinned, and thrown into the river. Because of the severity of the injuries, the police are treating it as a hate crime or act of passion, not a simple incident of self-defense. The police officers later found Little Red Riding Hood running through the forest, wearing the wolf's coat. When police approached her, she refused to stop and tried to escape. When she was eventually stopped, they found her carrying a gun. In other suspicious circumstances, a police spokesperson has also confirmed that Red Riding Hood's grandma has disappeared.